Did you know that 9 out of 10 Olympians drink milk growing up?
And eat their Wheaties.
They drank milk growing up. I didn't know that.
2% whole milk, skim milk, almond milk.
They did not give me the information on the commercial.
It's false. It's not fully a fact.
I don't think it is either. I'm really mad about that. What I will say, though, is I'm happy to be here for a second segment of the Ono Radio Show.
Booyah. Official Ono Radio Show segment.
I think we're releasing these as two different things, so I'm Owen, the captain of your shit ship.
What's up, Cap?
What's up?
What a guy.
I'm with my buddies Zach, Tom, and Ty. We just had an awesome musical guest in the studio, Kevin Maynes. This is the part where we get to talk shit about all the people that were in the studio.
It gets dicey on the second set.
Because even though we're releasing this maybe a day later or an hour later, whoever knows how I'm going to do it.
They could have wronged us in a way that we wanted to talk shit about them.
I will talk about that. Somebody did wrong me on this break.
We had some drama drop down.
There was some wronged on this break.
Zach, take us through your account.
So this was my experience. We're all sitting out there kind of rehashing the first segment. Hey, that was cool. Yeah, good. Thanks, man. Thanks for coming by. Boom! What the fuck was that? I look over at Tom. Zach, someone just hit your car. And immediately I see the car that hit my car, and I took off running.
You bolted, dog.
Because I could tell immediately they were not stopping.
I was not outside
there
yet.
There was no hesitance. No. She was going.
No, it was a hit.
Whoever it was.
And run.
And she knew she fucking hit it, right?
She jacked it up.
Well, she knew I hit her.
And then Zach proceeded to smack the bumper of her car like an ass.
You said it was rocking? It was going wobble, wobble, wobble.
Well, when I turned... Because I saw...
Well, which would make sense.
Okay, so you saw his account, my account. So we're talking, blah, blah, blah. Headlights... Or taillights hit my peripherals, but when I finally turn, the headlights are just like moving his car up. So his car gets shook.
Right.
Oh, no.
AKA, she hit his fucking car. Yeah. And then Zach comes in. Zach's story. He's running after.
But no, you didn't see any scratches. I didn't see anything.
I didn't see any scratches.
I think she did hit the tire.
You did look, though. It was
I saw a little nick in the tire, but that I don't know if that was there before.
You lucked out, man. Yeah. It sounded like
Yeah, dude. It looked and sounded way worse than thankfully it was.
You probably dented her car.
Well, then she fucking deserved it.
Good ass smack.
Because she definitely left. She didn't have the fucking courtesy to even just stop and hear him out.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. You just don't fucking do that.
And she's under the influence of some ketamine or whatever the fuck your weird neighbors get fucked up on.
Who knows?
I don't think I'm going to park there anymore, man, because during the break, after that, there was like five more fucking cars that were backing out right in front of mine.
Yeah, that place is busy doing something.
Hey,
a lot of coming and going, huh?
Don't rat me out. He's a very social guy, and he likes to have people over for dinner. All right, they're very quick, five minute dinners, and play house music while they're eating. Jams. I don't know. I will say though that I think maybe even your new tattoo, Zach, might have scared him off.
I don't think they could have seen it in the dark.
I hope so, man. That's why I got it.
And he had a run on that shit. You took off, man.
Well, they were taking off.
You snapped into fucking action there. It was
which is hilarious that he ran that fast because he's been saying since he got here earlier how bad it's been hurting him.
I just got it through that pain. Well, I just got this tattoo, and what he's referring to, I got a tattoo on my knee.
On his fucking kneecap.
Yeah, right on the kneecap. I just got it yesterday, and I was telling you guys outside, I've never gotten a kneecap tattoo, and I never take like anything like the next day, like Tylenol pills. Other, you know, you just lotion it up, wash it.
Right.
But this one, dude,
it was stinging.
This one was just I did a lot of walking at work today.
It
was not fun, and it's swollen as fuck. And so I was like, all right, ibuprofen. As soon as I took that, I'm running after cars that hit me and shit. I felt like a Superman champ
in that shit.
Miracle drug that
Percocet.
See, yeah, that's how it rolls. No, how'd you think about that 9 out of 10 Olympians? Did you drink milk growing up?
Yeah, hell yeah.
Oh, you gotta get the milk, man.
Always drink.
I mean, what
milk.
Do you eat? What do you do the cereal with?
Yeah.
I was allergic to it for the first 2 weeks of my life. Yeah. A lot of babies are, I think.
2 weeks.
Yeah.
So you shied away from the tit?
No, my mom never breastfed. She didn't ever breastfed either one of us.
So you didn't have a relationship with breasts?
Nah, not really. I mean,
until you were like,
she said she held us close, but I don't think you gotta like, I don't know, like get it
she out. Held us close. What, with her tit out?
I don't know. Baby next to tit. You do that would happen, even though you're not breastfeeding.
Is this where all no, your I feel demons like are you, born from?
I know. I
Maybe.
Feel like what did
that
you
I never
play?
Got the tit?
Did you play with the tit and not feed from it?
I don't know.
So you were just like,
what did you do with your mom's tits?
Yeah,
is what we're asking.
I don't really know.
This is turning into a psychology session over here.
I'm just saying about, you know, like. Whatever. I didn't. I drank soy milk for the first like couple months or weeks. I don't know how long it was.
You were a hipster before.
Yeah,
hipster.
I was. And then I. And then
he'll
eventually
only drank soy milk.
I had some like.
And he has
condition.
A man bun for a baby.
That would not have been. I don't know. I've seen kids with hair and like,
I've seen
babies,
a baby
you
with
ever
hair.
Ever seen babies get born with?
They
hair?
They look like a troll doll. They're
and
like,
it, yeah. it always creepy. Bothers me. It really always does.
Like a waft of Donald Trump.
You're talking
hair,
about a just, fresh baby just came out the womb.
Fresh baby,
fucking hair
full head
looking
of hair
like Elvis
and shit.
And shit.
Yo, that baby smells fresh.
How do you guys feel about workspace trash environments? Okay, I'm gonna.
It varies.
All right, so we've got certain trash cans that are picked up by like a janitorial service, and then we've got certain ones that aren't. What I'm going to talk about is one that isn't. There is a trash can situation going on in my work situation.
Is this why you were all miserable as fuck all week?
Oh my god, this really rocked my shit. It's rocked my world. It's
wow,
not,
I thought it was actual work shit.
No. There's this story is ridiculous. You gotta understand. This wasn't the only thing going on at work, by the way, but it was a major part
trash.
Of my week. It's trash.
Trash.
So I've warned time and time again. To several people about this particular situation, that this is one that you've got to empty yourself and be conscious of what you throw away.
Right.
Fair enough, right?
Yeah. Sure.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Especially when about 15 feet away is another trash can that you can throw whatever the fuck you want away
feet.
In it. Be it food, be it a drink, you know?
No, and recyclables?
Let's just say that it's between two doors. You know? Like on one side of the door, it's one way, and on one side of the door, it's another. Well, I get really angry because me and only one other guy are the only ones that take out the trash every fucking day.
Out of your area?
Yeah, it's like an area thing.
But why is it your responsibility?
Okay, certain people use it during the day, certain people use it during the night.
Okay.
So we're, as the day crew, we're the ones that just like, we come in to the fucking overflowing trash can
then,
of
so the
Starbucks
night
cups.
Night crew's, no, night crew's not taking
containers.
Out their trash.
You gotta, night crew
you,
is not taking out
I know,
the trash.
I know that struggle.
Yeah, like, man, you got to pull a protest, man.
Well, that's just
you gotta hang out and not empty it.
You're onto something bigger here. It's not a trash struggle. It's a day crew, night crew struggle.
It is.
Because
it is.
No matter what, to sit down on it, man.
Yeah, whenever
that's
you
how
have
you solve it.
Problems with your day crew, dude, it gets bad.
It don't matter, dude. You can't be the one to empty it. You need to hold out and see who holds out the longest.
Compress and compact.
Yep.
Well, the day crew and the night crew overlap.
Let them sit in their trash.
You guys work together at, some
at
point.
A certain point during the day. There's a middle, you know.
Right.
And I've learned from one of the members of the night crew that he typically brings his lunch and he eats in a place where you're not really supposed to be eating. And he nibbles, and he's a nibbler.
Does he leave crumbs?
I fucking hate nibblers.
He leaves crumbs, but then he's also he makes peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. Nothing wrong with a PB&J.
He makes them at work?
No. He brings them. He brings
the peanut butter. He brings the jelly.
With a big old knife.
That's something I would do actually. That's something ridiculous.
I would hate you so much if I worked with you.
But he brings his sandwiches and I heard him talking about what he's like. Is it weird that I don't like the crusts?
Yes.
Yes.
A little bit.
And I, like,
yeah, dude.
I would have looked at it and been like, are you 4 years fucking old?
You're in your 20s. Yes, it's weird. You're, you know, you don't eat the crust. So I heard him say that one day. I come in, whatever it was. Maybe it was Wednesday. I don't remember what fucking day it was. One day this week. And not only is the trash from the night crew full,
but there's a bunch of
crusts
in there.
But on top of it, there are his gross ass little nibble crusts sitting right on top. Sitting
nibble
right on top.
So he nibbles off the crust? He doesn't cut them like a fucking human being?
He makes the sandwich and he nibbles to the crust. So,
okay.
And then he just throws away the crust. And they were
sitting.
And
this is a grown ass man.
This is a grown ass man. Not only. Okay, let me stop it.
Shit.
Hang on. He didn't even, like, they were sitting on top of the Ziploc bag, Gross. That he had taken them in, rather than even put them in the bag.
Does he look like a rat?
Does look like a rat.
Rats are nibblers.
They are nibblers.
I'm sensing, wait a minute, you've met, this guy is to what rats is to what Ty is to lizards.
Yes!
The rat man.
He's the rat king.
He's a rat man.
What were you saying, though,
Zach? He's a rat man.
Oh, this is like my new diss, you know, instead of calling someone a bitch, you just like, dude, I bet you don't even eat your fucking crust, you know?
Oh, yeah.
It's the equivalent.
It is the equivalent.
You anti-crust?
Yeah.
Hey, goddamn baby.
So you got a rat on your hands.
I do, and I went off on him. I told him all this. Like, everything I'm saying, I said to his face.
You called him a rat man?
I didn't call him a rat man.
You're a fucking rat man, dude.
You don't stop writing about
your fucking crust.
These crusts ain't gonna eat themselves, rat man.
Does he eat white bread?
Oh, very
like,
white.
Do you guys like white
probably
bread?
Probably homeschool.
So much
nobody
carbs.
Eats white bread anymore, right?
White bread.
I eat
okay
white bread
on
for PB and J's.
On occasion.
On occasion.
Grilled cheese on occasion.
Yeah.
It's only correct.
Yeah. I mean, there's certain white breads, but you would never. That wouldn't be your go-to. Like not if you're making.
I like
a sandwich.
An Italian white
a
bread, like a good,
bread.
Good,
yeah,
white,
a good
bread.
White bread,
but not your Wonder Bread.
Right.
If that's
right,
what you're
right.
going with.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nah,
yeah.
I'm not
exactly.
Fucking, I'm not fucking around
a fucking
that.
Baguette. I'm a fucking man.
I'll eat a fucking baguette bread. With some cheese and shit. Hell yeah, all day long.
You see, I think you need to one up his ridiculousness and just show up with like Italian bread and just like cut it at your workstation and just make like a hoagie and just be like, ah.
Yeah. No, that is actually probably a good
idea.
Do it,
dude. Be the grinder guy.
But no, he then sent me like an email the next day saying like, hey man, I'm really sorry about it. Like
about my nibbling.
But his whole argument is that like it's not on.
It's a memo.
He's
it's like it's like regarding nibbling.
Nah, his whole argument.
Attention.
nibbling.
Note.
He was basically saying that the trash doesn't get emptied because it's not on a list of a responsibility.
Oh, come on. What do
and
you want, a chore chart?
Oh, this isn't a formal
really?
Thing.
Is like, this fucking, are we in kindergarten
yeah.
here?
Right,
do you want
right.
a sticker when it's your time to
so
clean the dishes?
So when he sent me an email about all this saying I'm sorry, but you didn't have to come at me at this. Yeah. I'm like, yeah, maybe I didn't, but at the end of the day, I don't feel like I should have to tell, you know,
and he did it in a fucking email like a millennial pussy. Yeah. Just come
fuck,
and talk to me.
Fuck off. Fuck off.
I remember that, man, in the Marine Corps, because we worked 24-hour, right. We worked all the time, so there was a night crew and a day crew, 12 on, 12 off, and there was always day crew, night crew wars, always.
Yeah.
Always. And it was
it's
just
your
like,
turf.
Yeah, it's just that one fucking thing that they don't do, or they fuck you over
those
somehow.
Lazy bastards.
They didn't do this, they didn't do that, and it just, it's a war.
We used
you know?
To do that, too, and I'd work at the hotels, and we'd always fuck with the people that worked at reservations, and we would just scotch tape their phones. So you would just tape all their phones up, so then they'd get in there and be like, motherfucker, they'd have to cut the phone off of the, you know, like, take all the tape off it.
Yeah,
that's so
they
childish.
Get theirs and then they get theirs out and be like all right, rest's on you. Toss it to the next guy.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. But it was very childish.
I think it's maybe about that time that we do a little well.
That thing we did.
That thing we do.
Ooh, yeah. Clips. You know you want them, baby. You know we got them, baby. You know you want them, baby. You know we got them, baby. Clips! You know we got them, baby. Clips!
Oh, yeah.
All right, we're going real high class right off the bat just because we need it. This is Guy Shits in His Pants and Don't Care.
Oh.
And Don't Care.
Sink.
What?
This guy's
can
sleeping.
Can you set us up on this? All right,
well.
He looks a little naked.
This guy looks like, you know, probably 19 years old. He's probably drank too much. He's passed the fuck out. His friends are fucking with him. You remember when you were this guy. You've all been this guy. You're passed out at some party.
Yeah, just fucked up.
He's got his, he's wearing, like, boxers and a pair of shorts, and his shirt's off, and he's just kind of, like, curled up on the bed, and his buddy's fucking with him here.
Shit yourself.
Shit yourself.
No. You genuinely shit yourself.
Put your hands down your boxes.
Put your hands down your ass, see if you shit yourself.
Uh-oh.
This
is Wait, he's literally checking. He doesn't know if he shit himself.
Yes, his friend's telling him, you shit yourself.
He's like,
you
no
really
way.
Did shit yourself.
No
he's like, no, I didn't. Put your hands down the back of your pants and see if you shit
Look
yourself.
Look for that treasure.
He's going in. He's going in.
What? Show me your hand. Show me.
So, okay, at this point, his hand is still in his pants. He's made the realization.
I shit myself.
That I have shit myself. I have 100% shit myself. And the friend is now laughing, of course, because he knows that he shit himself.
Oh, he knows.
He knows already that he shit himself. Here we go.
This is not going to end
Show
well.
Me Show me your hand.
Oh! Oh! That was
Jesus. Of course he was gonna get sick. What the fuck were you thinking? Oof. Oh,
sorry, I almost threw up. Every time I see it, it gets me. Oh my god!
Wow, that's an all new load eclipse.
Oof. Sorry, I had to open with that to really. We had such a classy show.
What a palate cleanse!
Until
there we
then.
Go.
Ugh. Okay, God.
Ooh,
well, let's move on to clips.
Yeah, I need to forget that.
Okay. Let me get back on this. We're fine though. We're fine.
Some mouth.
Palate cleanse is coming, and it's coming in the name of Ryan Lochte.
This fucking liar.
This fucking guy who may
what
or may not
dumbass.
Have lied to the cops. About
this,
oh, shit.
This guy's very Gronkish, right?
Is this Don Mays?
I get a Gronk
Jesus
vibe.
Christ. This is Mark from the UK.
Whoa,
he's a
shit. Marky Mark.
Is this Mark Hales from Waxing Lyrical?
I should hope so.
What's,
up, dude?
What's going on?
By now, remember to turn the mic up, wouldn't you?
I'm here. Fuck off. What are you? What the hell are you doing up so late?
Well, I just come back from the airport. I've picked up my oldest daughter. She's been working in Spain, and she's come home for the weekend. So, literally,
hey,
I walked through the door, and I just said to Joe, I said, I think they're still doing their show off.
Hells yeah, man.
Yeah, we're right in the middle of...
And I just heard the clip about shitting yourself.
Yeah.
That's up my street.
That's, see, thought you'd... Ah. And that's why you called in. Well, how was her trip in Spain? Is you been worried about her? Has she been up to no good? What do you think?
Yeah, she's 19 years old. She's probably up to severe no good.
Oh yeah.
Oh no.
She's doing a bit of life experience. You know, it's just one of those ones. She just jacked in her job in London and decided
don't say jacked in
one way ticket to Spain. Got the one way ticket to Spain and. Been working out there, just doing sort of bar work, that sort of thing at the moment. And then she's come home for the weekend because her and my youngest, they're going to a festival. And then Monday morning, she flies back out to Spain and do it all again until she comes home for us to come to America.
And when is that again? It's late October, isn't it?
October, yeah. We're there for Halloween, basically.
Hells so yeah, man.
Fuck yeah. We'll have you in, obviously. By the way, guys, this is Mark Hales of Waxing Lyrical, the Waxing Lyrical podcast, out of the UK, out of London, or not too far from.
Good old friends.
Yeah, just Kenya. Ty, just on the border.
Yeah, no, Ty is obsessed with Mark Hales' daughter. I've seen him. I've seen
almost
him
almost
look
to a super creepy level.
Oh yeah,
I
super
can't
keep
comment.
Yeah, hide your daughters.
And see Mark. Hide them. Mark in the past, he's come on the show a couple times now, and when he's come, I think he's even asked, is it cool if I bring the daughters along?"
And
honestly,
safety.
It's. Like, that was a very conscious decision I had to make to say no.
Right.
Like, that it is probably not all
like
right.
A fucking ant cage. Like a fucking caged animal over here. I would not trust at all.
After coming on the show, Mark, would you sort of still agree with that?
Yeah, I mean, I'll just pop him one if he's fresh.
Actually, I would dig to see that.
To be honest, they're both old enough now to pop him one themselves. Yeah. They're very particular, my daughters. Very particular.
Yeah.
Ones.
Yeah.
So they wouldn't go for Ty.
They wouldn't go Probably for Ty, not. You don't think?
So they don't like the tall, pukey type?
Long. No, they don't like long.
Don't like long.
Oh, come on. I'm a long human.
Short and fat? Or what are we talking here? Yeah, stocky
like,
guys?
And like their dad.
Do they, I was going to say, they like dad bods.
Big bastards, as you would say.
Yeah, fuck them. That's what you're all doing anyway. I was I just caught, just as you bashed into clips, yeah. I just caught that. But I hear on the grapevine, and well, it's as much great. I saw it on the grapevine. You've got yourself a gig now with the local newspaper.
Not necessarily, no.
We actually got recognition.
Well, no, it was really cool. Like, since we're doing this new Oh No Showcase thing, which half our episode is going to be this week, somehow, some way they picked wind of it, and they, to promote local music, to promote podcasts, I think it was a really cool move that they decided to blog about us in the Orlando Weekly. We hadn't even mentioned that tonight.
Yeah, thank you, Weekly.
And thank you, Weekly. Like, that's really cool, you know?
Sure.
Obviously, like, we've maybe got their attention since we were, you know, Best of Orlando nominee, and they somehow picked up on that we were doing this with Jessica Polly, who's a real big name in
this
town.
Yeah.
So, I've heard her on your show.
Yeah, well, you know, even beyond that, Mark, like, she honestly is, like, just a well-known name of promoters and in with the music scene so much more than we could ever be. She books a lot of these shows that happen here.
It's good publicity.
So yeah, it's great. You know, they got a hold of her, and we kind of threw this blog thing. They did get the name wrong. They called us just Oh No Radio, and they forgot the show.
I picked up on that one as well. I thought I'd
nice shouting out on that. I didn't even notice until I saw Mark's comment. I'm like, motherfuckers, did it say show?
Maybe next time they can get it right. So we'll take care of that.
It was still nice.
They'll find you. Don't worry. The listeners will find you, and that's what it's all about. It's all about, the little victories.
Exactly.
Hey, man, brother.
Hey, man, do you want to just give a quick shout out again for your show before I continue with clips? I got to do that, man.
Yeah, thanks for that. Appreciate that. Yeah, we are Waxing Lyrical, and just find us on Facebook. We've got a website that's coming up, but that won't be for a few weeks, possibly a few months, but we'll have a proper website. But we are Waxing Lyrical, or you can just look for Mark Hales. You'll find both on the Facebooks, and basically you're looking more so for our sponsors. Am I allowed to say that? Am I allowed to?
Of course you can.
Well, we've got two sponsors now, two major sponsors. We've got Andy Frost of Red Victor 3, and I'd like you to go and look at
Drag Racing Team. Is he the one trying to set the record, or is that the other one?
Yeah, he used to have the world record for the fastest street legal car. He's just had the engine rebuilt. He's got 4,000 horsepower. It's still a street legal car. You can drive it to the shops, and then you can put it on the racetrack. Now, Larry Larson took the record off him in 2014. So there's a big thing on at the moment. We raised the money to get him the engine rebuilt.
But now he's trying to get his record back type thing.
We've got to get him out to Bahrain, because that's where the conditions are going to be suitable for him to run 5 seconds. But he's already got a personal
five
best.
5 seconds? Yeah. Is that the record?
Well, 5 point something, 5.8 something.
Crazy.
5.9. Nuts.
A quarter mile.
But he's at the end of the day, he's got his personal best of 0 to 234 in 6.37 seconds.
Damn.
Yeah. So how do we sponsor Andy Frost?
Well, you just go, you look for Andy Frost and look for Red Victor 3.
There we go.
Red Victor 3 5 Second Club, and you'll find him on Facebook, and you can go there. But if you just put in Red Victor 3 in Google, you'll find his webpage. I won't go through it all and bore everyone shitless. And then we've got a new sponsor on board now in the form of Pro Joint Custom Fabrications. Jerry and Sharon Collier, they're a family outfit, and they will basically build anything so long as they can weld it together.
How do you spell three, Mark? Thuree. What?
Red Victor 3. 3. 1, 2, 3.
3?
Some out there. Can't you speak English or something?
I was making fun of your accent.
You know, I don't rise to such things, do I? Because it's all anarchy, mate.
It is. Well, all right. We got to let you go. I can't give out more plugs than I will.
Now, anyway.
All right.
But, I just thought I'd take this opportunity, because it's not often that I'm awake on a Thursday evening stroke. Well, it's Friday morning.
Dude, it's awesome. Yeah. Well, and that's a good lead in, because October's not too far away, and we'll see you in October after we get back from Duncan's wedding.
I've got plenty of real ale for you this time. Proper British real ale.
Oh, he's going to get us drunk again. Right. Oh, he does this.
I got you a book, actually, before you cut me off. I've got you a book. It's an older book now, but it's right up your show street. Do you remember some time back you had a little bit where you picked out Urban Dictionary words?
That's right, Urban Dictionary.
I've got here the original pre-internet. It's Rogers Profanisaurus.
That's awesome.
And it's been around for a while. I say I've had a copy for donkey's years, but you've got such interesting stuff as lick both sides of the stamp. I mean, you can work that one out for yourself. let's find you some genie rub.
Genie rub. What do you think of genie rub?
Yeah, what's a genie rub?
Oh, a genie rub. A genie rub is to buff up a skin lantern until you are granted with 3 sticky wishes.
Yes. I need that book, yes. And we are bringing back that segment only with that book.
Yeah, that book.
Hells
that
yeah.
Book.
This book will keep your segment going.
Hells yeah.
Or forever and a day, I'll tell you. It's fantastic.
Awesome, dude.
Anyway, listen, men, it was great talking to you.
Yeah, man.
You too, Mark.
Mark, it's always a pleasure. We'll definitely throw a link in the show description up there for you so people know how to find you. And apart from that, I'll talk to you soon and see you in October, man.
See you in October.
Take care. And
cheers.
The sunshine.
Give our love to the Flowin and the family.
We will do, mate. We will do.
All right, man. Bye.
Later, Mark.
Catch you later. Bye.
Look at that. Calls all the way from the UK, you know? That's how you know you're
from over the pond.
Pretty big deal.
Yeah.
That's really when you know you're pretty big
deal.
This
is bigger than Orlando.
Oh, yeah. I mean, come on now.
Come on.
We have an international grasp.
An international following.
Get it!
So we were on Clips, and you were talking about Lochte?
Yeah, we were about to talk about Lochte and how, you know, this whole story is broken about how he's probably lied.
He definitely lied.
I think, he's definitely lied, and about being held up at gunpoint by fake cops, and then it turns out like there's gas station footage of
vandalism.
Them beating up. Like they got in a fight at a gas station. No matter who it was with, they got in a fight, and I think they made up the police thing cover up.
They were embarrassed. They got their ass whooped.
Right. Well, I didn't really know how awful
USA
Lochte was just at interviews and how dumb he was until this whole thing broke.
It's the personality of a piece of salmon.
So check it out. Here's a whole like bunch of Lochte's awful interviews.
Yeah, I hate his ass.
I mean, the reason why I love swimming is because racing.
Ugh.
What defines me?
He looks like he's thinking really hard.
Ryan Lochte.
What defines me? My name.
Kinda,
of course.
That's a dick.
Kind of stay under the profile, under the radar.
What?
Under the profile. I didn't do that bad at World Championships.
I bet Lochte knows how to have some fun.
Oh, that's for sure.
7 times 4.
21.
You fucking.
That's not real.
Hey, guess
dude.
What? Go swim a couple laps,
that's
you monkey.
That's not real, dude. Every Olympian should know that.
I don't know.
No, that was very real.
What I was always good at was letting things go through, like, through one ear, out the other, so to say.
Well, all right.
What I was always good at,
so to say,
basically
was letting things go. Just whoop,
just,
whoop,
just
whoop.
Have them miss me.
Yeah.
Any concept of the.
No, I didn't grasp anything that didn't sponge up anything. Ah, my God. It's
great. What else you got?
It hurts to watch
him
talk.
I mean, that's just. Whether it's life or.
That's what he's good at right there.
Always do your best. I can't wait until I'm done swimming, then I can go to the market to.
What?
Do a little shopping.
Good, Ryan. Good. I gotta talk to him all slow. You're good at swimming, Ryan.
He's gonna go to the market
and get what? Shopping. Idiot juice? Fucking weirdo.
Where are you going after this, Ryan?
I think that's my biggest
homeboy
key in my
box
workout.
Homeboy can jump, though. Jesus Christ.
With swimming and weights is like my weight room. I mean,
what?
I mean, I'm not a big, like, sentimental guy.
Dude, eloquent. If I could sum Ryan Lochte up in one word, it would be eloquent.
Weights is like my weight
room.
This
is a serious, like, dude, we watch a lot of clips on here, and like dumb clips. This is a serious level of stupidity that we, I don't know if we've hit on reached on this show.
Fucking Olympian. Even the shit clip was better than this clip.
Yeah, like
that dude had more of an IQ.
Like, yeah, you that dude shit had a higher IQ
level than Ryan Olympian Ryan Lochte.
I don't really cry.
What is on your cell phone?
That wasn't great. What the fuck did that? I don't really cry. My tear ducts dried up when I was 16. Okay, dude.
Oh, man.
What a
screensaver.
Rocks.
Rocks. Yeah. Okay.
What's his iPhone screensaver?
Rocks. Yeah, like your head, you fucking weirdo.
I'll show China how to dance.
He looks high. I think he's a stoner.
He's a really great athlete.
All the time.
By like not how many times he wins, unlike when he loses,
what?
Because that's what is gonna make a swimmer.
Pick one of these.
Or a reality show star.
Hang on, I gotta go back for this one. He's being asked. Pick one of these jobs.
Is gonna make a swimmer.
Hang on.
Fashion designer.
Fashion designer.
Or a reality show star.
Or a reality show star.
Ooh, this is gonna be tough.
What do you think he goes with? That's a fashion designer.
Fashion.
And he's going to have some weird ass explanation.
Reality show star.
Oh, wait, well, you did do
fashion designer.
Oh!
He already did reality.
It'd be a mixture between,
like
rock star slash, like, hip-hop.
Are you enjoying?
What?
That was what his clothing line would be.
Okay.
Rock star slash hip-hop slash weight room
designer,
lifter,
swimmer. The sex symbol status that goes along with high-profile Olympic events.
Yeah.
Wait,
Ryan. All right,
in his defense, what the fuck was that question? That was a loaded ass question.
That was a loaded ass question.
Right. Ryan Lochte is Kim Kardashian's spirit animal.
But at the same time, he's still like, yeah,
he's
I'm banging all those
dumb
bitches.
Shit.
Are you always this cool?
No.
I guess. I mean, I don't really see myself as being cool, but thanks.
Goober.
And that is Ryan
Lochte. That's our Olympian that made up some shit.
God help him if he's extradited back there.
Yeah.
How do you feel about this? This is a Tom poll, so I can't even
Can
get
I give
in
you
trouble.
Another awesome reaction? I just heard reaction. Ooh.
This clip,
dude. Somebody
called.
Said, dude, somebody
girl
shared,
gets
shared
butthole
this,
tattoo.
Somebody shared this clip with me.
Reaction.
She's a bat. Fucking batshit crazy.
All right. First off, this chick's
That's
not hot.
Hurt so
no, she's trash.
And she is trashy
trash.
As shit.
What is it? A rose?
I mean, they're blurring
like
out the butthole,
right?
So we can't see a whole
so
lot.
Good. And there's nothing like. When was your
but
first
she loves getting.
What? This they're doing it right now on her butt?
Butthole
she's
tattoo.
And she's,
dude,
and,
she's
and
doing
she's
the interview.
Naked.
She's smiling. She
was my mom.
Look at
so
doing
I can get the fairy on my back.
Uh-huh.
The fairy on my back is crawled in a ball with broken wings and she's pulling her fucking hair. I'm 22. Deuces.
Fascinated. All right,
so
right?
Who's
it's
fucking
gold.
Dumber?
I'm 22.
Ryan Lochte.
Two dudes.
Ryan Lochte. her butthole has a more bigger IQ than Ryan Lochte.
You know what? When
damn,
you're right,
dude,
you're
that,
right.
That,
dude,
this girl is trash.
Dude,
though.
And she's just giving the interview as a dude is tattooing her anus hole.
Is that attractive insane. To you guys
no.
at all?
A tattooed butthole?
No.
It might be kind of cool. I don't know.
See, Ty would be the only one that's
listen,
like, yeah,
Ty,
baby.
We know you eat ass, all right?
Yeah.
Okay, now watch. Duncan's
no,
going to call
tattoos.
The show any fucking minute now.
But
and defend it.
Don't tattoo your asshole.
Like, ouch. No one needs that.
No, that's unnecessary.
As long as it
that's
the
just,
only thing was if it just said one ring to rule them all. Then I would think that's pretty badass.
If it was in the old elven script and it was
saying,
around,
like around her butthole.
Oh, but only if like you've got like a black light
black
and then, like it's not
yeah.
there, you don't see it. And then you got like a black light to it or something, and then all of a sudden like it, you know, like
I feel
the,
like
the
I'm
colors.
Fucking the Eye of Saruman.
Yeah. Yeah. It's it yeah.
No, sorry, baby, that's just not hot.
So, all right, we'll bring it back from a downer note after this, but I do need to definitely give some attention toward Asti Frosty.
Asti Frosty.
Do you guys
Go
know
on.
Who Asti Frosty is?
I do not.
Okay.
describe.
Do you guys know about the story that happened this week about a dude eating a guy's face off?
Yes.
All right. He was a student at Gaines in, what is it, Florida, Florida, right? Not Florida State.
No,
just
UF. FSU. No, it was FSU. It was FSU. I'm sorry. Yeah. It was FSU. Salt.
I didn't know that was in Florida. I thought that was out of state.
Yes, dude, no. That was a straight up. That was a Florida represent moment.
Yeah,
right
this
there.
Is really? Another bad Florida.
Florida
moment.
Has had a lot of face eating, right? Like we.
It's a
this
thing.
Isn't
it's
the
a culture.
Time
there's a face eating culture.
We are the
now.
Best at face eating.
Yeah,
we Florida, eat some of the best faces in this country. Yeah.
If we had a National Olympics it would be and that was an event, Florida would definitely get the gold in face eating. Either way, this happened. Yeah, it's FSU. So what's that, Tallahassee?
Represent.
And dude, I guess killed his
killed two innocent older people
like
in their 50s,
sitting outside innocently
in their garage,
and then stabbed the neighbors.
And then when the cops found him, they had to tase him numerous times. And he was biting flesh off of the person's face.
And growling like a dog, yeah. They reported.
And he looks like a bro dude. He just looks like a total jockey, douchey bro.
I guess they're saying it's that flaca or any sort of bath salt. It isn't flaca, essentially, bath salts. It's all the same shit,
there's
right?
There's a little bit of that in there. I don't know.
Whatever the fuck it was. The thing is, they found his YouTube channel. And there's stuff from like 3 days ago.
It's weird, dude.
And I pulled a couple of the clips.
Weird.
A lot of this stuff is all of this stuff. I pulled three clips. And this is all within the last 2 months.
So prior to
everything I'll show you, the three clips, all of them are in the last 2 months. One of them, the last one I'll play you, is from 2 or 3 days before this all happened.
Okay.
All right. Which is just fucking weird. So just to paint a picture of this guy, he likes to do sometimes on his YouTube channel some, you know, covers of some music, you know, as a...
Yeah, it's kind of cool.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. I'm about to perform Let It Be by Osti Frosty, the one and only, the legend, the myth, the king, Elvis Reborn, baby.
Okay, already red flags.
So not the Beatles.
So just we're getting red flags here in the fact, like, he's got
a fucking heat hat on.
He's covering his eyes. He's covering his eyes with some sort of, like, weird, it looks like a bag, like almost like one of those mesh gym bag things, or, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
what's up with the fucking map?
And he's tucked it under his hat.
What is the map of?
And so he's got it, like,
this is cryptic.
So it's just above, like, his... nose, and he's got like the...
Yeah, the only part visible of his face is nose and his mouth.
Correct.
Elvis Reborn.
Ugh.
I inherited the throne as king. You ready to hear this cover? All right. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much.
This kid's fucked up.
Already, yeah.
When I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be.
It could have been worse.
He can fucking sing, dude. He's not bad at all.
No, but he's absolutely manic as fuck.
He's manic as fuck.
He's on some shit. He's got that loose bottom jaw, dude, when he talks.
I'm trying to throw a different perspective at
the
whole thing.
Yeah, for sure.
And the problem is that this guy was an unmedicated issue, but I think he actually might have had talent. As much as we can, like, dog on him all day long, probably what got him, I don't know. I'm not trying to defend the guy and his actions. Of course I'm not.
Fucking face eater.
But.
And in my hour of darkness, she is standing right in front of me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be.
Could you sing that like that? No, I couldn't.
If I don't give a shit about how he sings.
He's crazy.
It's fucking weird. All right. No, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. This then takes us to some of his earlier musical work.
Okay.
This comes off his album. This is a song called Me.
Wait, you said album?
Yes.
So Osti Frosty.
Osti Frosty has a full album. You'll see the artwork here in a second. It's all on YouTube. And it's this is, I think, the first track on the album. I only pulled.
So this was all a publicity stunt for his EP.
I guess so.
Baby, love me.
Oh. Sorry, starts you're no fucking John Lennon.
Suck me.
No.
It's all auto-tune-y.
Suck me.
Fuck me, suck me. Cool lyrics, dude.
Uh-huh.
Oh, baby, blow me. Oh, baby, jam. Hold me, man. Oh, baby, make me dinner. Oh, baby, drive me away.
Look at the fucking weird album cover, too. Is that like Bart Simpson?
Yeah, can we discuss the album cover? Because that is...
And it's so creepy, the name of it. Devil in Disguise.
Devil in Disguise.
Dude,
and
this guy was crazy.
It's like it's got a Christmas background, but a devil Bart Simpson is in front of it in an inferno of flames. And it's got Aussie Frosty with parental advisory.
Yeah, I like
the
parental advisory.
I like
put that on
he added his own parental advisory explicit content thing, like just to, clear it out.
The kids don't listen to it.
You know?
Oh, he's talking about fucking and sucking in this.
So even when he was eating faces off, he still had.
Bro, this is
know,
a Kanye. This is a Kanye move, man. He's making a big publicity stunt for his EP.
Love me.
Eat
Fuck
my face.
Me.
Whoa.
Suck me.
Ugh.
Oh, baby, let's do
some. Right, it's
dude,
terrible.
It's terrible.
All right, so do you want to see? This is the last clip that he released on his YouTube, I believe, before he.
Was he hiding this from his frat brothers?
Maybe.
Yeah, his music video career.
But this is like his last YouTube thing.
What's up, guys? Pulling a little Jason Genova. Driving while talking, but that's all right. Anyway, I'm going to talk to you about why I don't do steroids. And the reason is I don't want to, you know? I don't feel like it'd be beneficial for me to do steroids, you know? It just wouldn't because... It damages my health. I feel like I have to depend on it every day. That's a life not worth living for me, you know? I figure it like this. Why not just be comfortable being lean? Looking and being healthy. That's what makes me satisfied. I'm not saying that steroids are bad. If you want to do them, go right ahead, man. But I'm just saying this.
All right, bro.
Appreciate your fitness, your muscles.
And 80 people's faces.
Stay at it, man. Stay at it.
I'm sorry, man. If people watching this, here's the deal. So many crazy, erratic, manic behaviors go untreated only because people don't know about it. If anybody that was his family or his friends saw this, if I was this dude's friend and I saw these videos, I'd just be like, yo, homeboy's off.
Yeah.
Something ain't right.
You can feel it. I don't even know the motherfucker. Okay, even if I didn't
know
he ate faces.
But I do videos like this all the time, man. How do you...
But I'll be honest with you, Owen, if I found out you shot and ate somebody's face, I'd be like, I saw that shit.
I should have known.
I don't know, but guess what? My inclination of this guy is he gives me chills. He's kind of got a creepy thing going on. Even in those videos, I feel, for sure.
Yeah, so then three days after shooting that last video, he's out running the streets eating faces.
I read some shit that were said in an article I read about it said he was out at a restaurant with his parents and he got like mad about something. This is what like the trigger was is they were out eating and he got mad about like service, stormed out of the restaurant, left, walked around surrounding area, and then literally pinpointed a couple in their driveway with the fucking garage door open, went over, brutally stabbed, and killed the two of them. No reason at all. Just something set his ass completely off.
Insanity, man.
Yeah. How fucking... I mean, dude, that's crazy, dude.
I know we've been making probably a little bit too much light of it, and I apologize for that. But at the same time, it's hard to just understand because...
I can never get it.
I've heard the conversation, too, from the neighbor who was like kind of the first, like that got stabbed.
Yeah. The other
like
person.
He's on the phone. I should have pulled the audio, but he got stabbed and it's like, he's on the phone, like saying how crazy it is over there. And he's on the phone with 911 and he's like, I'm dripping. Like, and I think he's okay.
Yeah, no, he did. Yeah.
But his wife's like, you got stabbed like in the front and the back. Like, you got stabbed twice, and oh. he's on the phone realizing that he just got stabbed.
Because shock, yeah.
I mean, I in that situation, is that it must just be the adrenaline that's pumping, and that you maybe don't feel it as much, or it just is don't, the adrenaline, you know, like, it's got to be right, like,
for sure. Yeah.
But no, just what a normal looking kid at the end of the day. He could fit in anywhere.
Well, that screenshot is definitely not normal looking. There you go.
But, you know, he's a normal looking kid. You can easily see that this, I don't know.
Hug your children.
Well, I don't know, man. There's...
I don't know.
Okay, face eating is like a relatively new thing to hear about in the media.
It's only coming up.
And now it's like every few months you hear a face eating story.
It started in Miami.
Yeah.
And now it's in Orlando. Now we got face eaters here in Orlando.
Or no, he wasn't in Orlando. Dude, he's a South Florida guy too.
But it moved past Orlando.
Owen's
then.
The face eater in Orlando.
Oh, yeah. You watch. You're right. You're right. He's north of us. Yeah. Owen will
But
bring
it started
him home.
In Miami, so it's spread across the state. That's all I'm trying to say.
Like wildfire.
Do you guys want to see one more quick and then we'll maybe wrap this thing up? Tiny little bow.
Sure.
Because honestly, Tom did provide us with the best thing all week, and it's essentially
you gotta put it out that way.
The Bollywood Mad Max,
yes, totally Bollywood. Yeah.
It is the Bollywood Mad Max,
yeah.
And the audio might not be great for you just listening, but we'll put out the clip. You know, you can get the clip, and I implore you to watch this one.
I might see this flick.
I will go see this movie with you if you find a way to watch this movie. This should be an Ono homework assignment.
Yeah.
This is a trailer for a movie. Do you know what is it? I know it's a Ravenier, a Roychetti film.
Who's apparently like the filmmaker over there in India.
And Ravenier Ching is like returning to the films, you know, in Bollywood. Okay. A devastated world.
Yeah.
We're going to
They spared no money on the fucking CGI.
Oh, it's so good. It's so good.
Yeah.
Just check this out. Here's the trailer. Hang on. Yeah. We'll get you the title of the movie at the end of it when it says it in the trailer.
Apocalyptic urban landscapes.
Fight for these 5.
Shit's up.
So, what are you thinking about this so far, Zach?
I'd see this in theaters, man.
I mean, because right now, already, we got like this crazy city. All right.
Well, as soon as the caption came out that said where there are no rules.
There's no rules.
I'm like, you with that.
I'm hooked.
And now we got this look. Oh, it's like remains of
a post-apocalyptic
a India.
Yeah.
all right, we'll keep going. But a fight for survival. Oh, see what happened there? There was an arrow that went through a bag of rice. I don't know why that happened.
I don't know. The Indian chick's hot.
And then now there's a sexy Indian chick coming down with all these like slave looking people. Plebes. Those aren't slaves. Plebes. They're plebes.
Plebes.
They're very plebish.
Plebe.
They're plebe. I mean, just saying. She's not so plebe. Maybe she's a sexy plebe. Maybe
no, she's no.
You think she's higher class?
She runs the plebes.
Okay,
she runs the plebes.
All right, let's keep going. Oh, see, motherfucker lost all his rice.
We're losing all our rice.
God damn it!
The stakes are too high. The stakes are too high.
This chick seems really concerned about losing the rice.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm fucking mad! Now you're
taking
headlocking me,
Indian dude.
You're taking my rice and my kid.
And now we got a guy with steampunk glasses and a guy with a man bun.
And more post-apocalyptic
shit. They're stealing a kid. They're stealing the kid that they just shot his rice. Not only are you going to steal my rice, you're going to steal me. Fuck you. You're a jerk. And he's got a good mustache. This August.
Oh,
what just happened?
He's got an Indian headdress on.
Hang on.
Watch out.
We're rewinding that.
He has an Indian headdress.
That came at me so fast.
He has an Indian headdress.
Watch, dude, you gotta pay attention to this trailer. It's intense. What the fuck is that? The baddest motherfucker that ever walked the earth.
He's walking the air. You see that?
He ain't even walking the earth, dude.
He didn't even need the earth.
He didn't even need the earth.
What is that actor's name? Ranveer Singh?
Yeah, no, I don't know what it is yet, but he's my favorite guy ever. I'm watching it again. I don't care. He hops out of the back of a van or something, and he's wearing a Native American headdress. And oh my god, he's cool. Walking on the air in a headdress. Ranveer Singh with a big ass red cape. Okay, so
oh,
are they dancing?
And the chick is down for him.
Yeah, she wants him.
He's like gonna hit that guy with another guy.
Yeah, he's about to he's dragging a guy. He's about to hit a guy with a guy. Goes off his cape. Oh, bitch, watch me! I got a Native American headdress. That's Rohit Sherry, by the way.
Oh,
and now we get into dancing.
I like that dance.
Fucking right. Learn to change the turns.
Nice.
So How do you say that?
Is Ranveer Singh like a big famous character of that time?
Ranveer Singh Returns.
Okay. So is Ranveer Singh like James Bond? Is he just a big Indian Bollywood character? I don't know anything about him. But he's rocking the shit.
We need to do some research on this, but tell me that you
weren't. It comes out tomorrow, dude.
Dude, I already bought my Fandango ticket. I'm going.
Where do you see this? Do we need to go to India?
You have to go to India now. God damn it. Fucking whips. Fucking Ebb. Best thing ever. I'm sorry.
The soundtrack's boss.
Sorry. That's how it works.
That's how you
That's
end
just
clips.
How it works. That's how you end clips, woo! Motherfuckers.
Metal.
Speaking of ending things, we've done a lot of content tonight.
It has been a very awesome night.
I really appreciate you guys, you know, sticking around for the fun. Do we have anything we really want to get to before we roll out of here this week?
Just a ton of self-promotion.
Ton of self-promotion. A ton of thanks to Ono Weekly. Ton of thanks. All the thanks.
Ono Weekly.
$1,500 worth of thanks.
So much thanks.
Yeah. No, that was super cool of Orlando Weekly to shout us out.
That was really, really cool for them to shout us out.
For the premiere of Ono Showcase.
And I definitely enjoyed having Kevin Means on in the first, you know, half of the evening.
Solid guy.
I want to say happy birthday to my moms, because it is actually my mom's
happy birthday, mom.
Which I realized was pretty close to your mom's birthday.
Mom just had a birthday.
Did you feel weird about that when I said I'm friends with Zach's mom on Facebook, and I was like, happy birthday, Mama Mills.
I didn't even see. She thanked me.
You're a sweet boy.
Mm-hmm.
I bet she says that. She's like, that I try. Did you say
happy birthday to your mom? Like,
oh no, I called her. Right. No. We had a whole thing, man. My mom went on. Her big thing today was that they came from Tampa. They had some free tickets to go on that Orlando Eye.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, mom went on the that Orlando Eye today. Yeah, she seemed like she had a good time, and she got taken out to dinner by my dad. So I can't really complain.
It's definitely for old people.
Yeah. I had a bunch more I wanted to talk about this evening.
Like, you're burning out.
But
you're like a supernova. Let's just end this thing.
Let's just end it. Let's just do
it's
it.
It's been a good show. We put in another show. It's good.
Fuck you. I was going to talk about me shaving my balls again.
Oh.
And
I don't know, man.
Did it evolve from the towel?
Well, it did. Yeah. You know what?
We all know your method. Oh.
That was the whole point, is I was actually going to say, guys, I've been taking your advice and not laying
and
on my
standing
back.
Standing up when you shave your balls?
Well, I was standing up.
Well, now you got to talk about it, so go ahead.
Yeah. And
we're going long. Go.
I took the toilet approach, right? So I just was standing. I was doing the squat over the toilet this time.
Okay,
sure.
And you know, so everything's dangling
there
a little bit.
Solid move.
But I got an, you know, I'm fucking throwing it in there. Now, it ended like a massacre all over it.
All
like,
over the like, toilet seat?
I had the toilet seat up. I'm not that stupid. But like,
You know what I mean. It's still all over the fucking
all over
toilet.
The rim of the toilet, all over the floor around
you
it.
You have some hairy ass balls, man.
Yeah, dude. You can't control that shit. Like, it's not that hard. You just...
I was drunk, man.
Wait,
like,
what do you... Well, A, don't drink and shave your balls, and B, what are you using to shave your balls? Or do you have a
my beard trimmer?
The same thing you use on your face, bro?
Yeah.
You got to get a separate tool for that. That's
no,
not
I
right.
wash it. I can wash mine off. It's water.
No, that's acceptable if you wash it.
I am washing mine off.
I have a separate attachment.
Use different guards, you know?
Yeah, no, it's fine. It's totally acceptable.
Face, balls, it's all the same.
It's all the same.
It's all you.
I really got him good this time. I felt really confident in my job. Like I was gonna tell you guys, like I was really, really happy with the job that I did.
You're manscaping.
Mm-hmm. And I feel the only problem though is when you get older.
Fuck you. What are you, 30, 29 years old?
Your penis starts growing hair, though. Like, you get more hair along the shaft.
The shaft
right?
gets hairy.
So I got to do a little shaft work.
Shaft.
And I may or may not have...
Did you cut your penis?
Did you get a little nick?
I nicked my dick. And now I picked.
And then it bled for 7 hours.
I picked the scab yesterday. There was a little scab, and I just kind of like picked it off. Like they picked the nick scab off.
Don't. You're picking your dick.
And now I picked the nick, and then I did that. So now I'm hoping my dick gets a scar and it looks cool. Like
scar
it's a
dick.
Character. Yeah.
Scar dick. If you become crazy like Face Eater and become a supervillain, your name will be Scar Dick.
Oh, please name me Scar Dick when I'm dead.
This looks like Scar Dick's been a part of this.
I really like that name. I'm sorry. I'm okay with it.
Okay, Scar Dick.
Mm-hmm. I feel like we need to go out on a decent tune. I liked this one from earlier. Here we go. Some more Orlando-centric music since we've been on the whole
it's been a night
thing
of
tonight.
Chakra Khan.
Shit. Yeah, listen to this drop when it comes. You'll get it. You'll love it.
I saw these guys at Paulie's last show.
Good, right?
It was a great gig.
Yeah, was it a good show?
It was. Yeah. It was. They killed it. That was the Soul Fried one, yeah.
Yeah, last time she came on here and promoted the Soul Fried, we went, Ty and I went, that was a fucking good time seeing them.
Until such time, it's been an absolute pleasure hanging out with you all on the internet and you in studio. We'll be doing this Oh No Showcase once a month. So,
and I think, honestly, I got to say props to everybody here. We did a fucking solid kickoff of this whole thing.
I think we did too, man.
Props.
Really happy with the way it
went. Invisible high five.
Kevin Means was absolutely phenomenal. What else do we got to promote, Zach? You're the promotion master.
Hit it,
I mean, we already lost Orlando Weekly, so fuck it, right?
I mean, we don't know that for sure yet.
I don't know. What do
Only
we got?
Wednesday
we
will
we
tell.
Got the death pool going on.
Yeah, it's still going.
That's still a thing.
People might die.
People are dying left and right.
There's a few shirts left.
Yeah, we got some shirts.
Swag. Yeah, like, swag.
Got a
50 piece.
Got a 5-star us over on iTunes. Write a review. That would really help. Like, those things help on iTunes. If you can write a review, definitely do that. Write us 5 stars.
Follow us on the social medias.
Follow us on all the social medias. We got a great group, facebook.com/group/radio show. And, you know, there's always wharfs. There's always some fun stuff going on.
And hey, Ty, have a great vacation, bro.
Yeah.
I'll be missing out next week.
You'll be missing out next
Canada.
Week.
We'll miss you, Ty.
But just to say that, next week should be a normal show. But who knows? We'll keep it a surprise until then. And boys, what do we say when we get out of here every Thursday night?
Eat up.